We are on Daf Nun Gimel Amed Aleph. The last line from when the lines are still narrow. Omar Rabbe Barafune Omar Rav. Ari shenichnas lebein ha-shvorim. We saw an Ari was nichnas lebein ha-shvorim. V'nimtzo sipoirin begaboy. Then Gimel Amad Aleph, we are right before the line start getting wide. And Ari was nichnas bein ha-shvorim, and the nimtzo she put sipoirin begabei shalechad mehen. And now we found a nail stuck in the back of one of the shvorim. Ein choishish in shema Ari dorsoi. We're not chayish, maybe the Ari was doiris. My time, roiv aroyois dersin, umiyuton ein dersin. Roiv aroyois adoiris. There's a miyut, what this means, roiv aroyois doiris, we'll see a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Umiyuton ein dersin. Zamiyut aranat doiris. V'chol adoiris ein tzipolnoi nishmetes. But an Ari that is doiris, the tzipoirin is not nishmat. The tzipoirin will not remain by the shoyer. V'zois hoyel v'tzipoirin yeshevis loy begaboy. Here we have a case that there's a tzipoirin that is tochuv in the back of the shoyer. So I can attribute this to drise, because kol ha-doiris ein tziponi nishmetes. The process of drise will not bring about that the tziporin of the Ari should remain in the gav of the shoyer. So I can attribute this, that this was a maise drise. Is eimer bekoisel nischacher. So it could be that the shoyer was scratching himself in a koisel. Memela will see, perhaps we can attribute the shame to that, the tzipoirin to the schichuch. The schichuch in the koisel brought about that there should be a shame begabit. So the Gemara asks Adarabe, Roiv Shvorim Mischachechim, Miyuten Ein Mischachechim, but Bechola Mischachech Ein Tzipoirin Yeshevis Loi Begaboy. A shoyer that is Mischachech Bekoisel does not end up with a Tzipoirin Begaboy. Vizeh Hoyul Betzipoirin Yeshevis Loi Begaboy, Eima Ari Dorsoi. Here I see that it was a tzipoirin, so I couldn't attribute it to chichuch. I should attribute it to there was a drise. We have to see the tzdodim in Rashi and Tosfos. So the Gemara says, ikalamei mahochi, ikalamei mahochi. There's a svara to say it's not from a drise, because a tzipoirin is not nishmat. The svara to say it's not from chichuch is uki milsa achezoke. So we'll shtel an chazoke. Avalei sofik drusa v'ravle tamei d'omai choyshishin l'sofik drusa. Let us go a little further. אמר אבאיה לא יאמרון אלא ציפורן. That is דווקא if we found a ציפורן. So there are studies to explain how this ציפורן got stuck into the back of the shirt. אבל מוקים ציפורן, but what if you see a scar from a ציפורן? Don't see a ציפורן. It's חוששים. Then we are חושש. Then we're חושש that, that there was a דריסה. We see a scar of a ציפורן. Yeah, before we see Rashi, let us see Tosfos. Loiv aroyos dersim. The Gemara started off by saying that loiv aroyos dersim, which bepshutai would translate, that it means that an ari is roiv aroyos adoyres. That means if you want to know, an ari will enter a place with shvarim, and you want to know, is he doyres or isn't he doyres? Roiv aroyos adoyres. He doesn't come there for sightseeing. He comes there for tachlis, and he's doyres. That's lachay rabshat. Vim taimar satois vesesks amir de kekashe. Afilu im timtza loimer de tzipoiren ze machmas chichachosa. So, we will attribute that this tzipoiren, we have a problem, how did the tzipoiren get stuck in the back of the shoyer? It didn't come from the Ari that was doyres, and because when Ari is doyres, the tzipoiren is not left in the back of the shoyer. So we'll attribute that it came machmas chichuch. Mikom rokeim, afilu bishar shvorim, she'ein bem tzipoirin, hoyu lonu lochush kiven d'roi v'royis, she'bein ha'shvorim d'rsim. So what the Gemara is a pilpul, this, where did this tzipoirin come from? So forget about this tzipoirin. But you had a situation, that's we started off, Ari she'nichnas bein ha'shvorim, and the Gemara says a statement, the roiv aroyis dersim, which means roiv aroyis she'bein ha'shvorim dersim. If an Ari comes between shvorim, he's going to be doyres. That's a roiv. So mamela, all the shvorim should be yasser, because roiv tells me the Gemara's only mefalpul that this tzipoirin. Where did this tzipoirin come from? Forget about this tzipoirin. But I have a roiv, aroyes, dersim. That's Tosfos kasha. Amar deke kasha. Abesomach nami, dekama rabaye, avumokim tzipoirin chashinon. Abaye said, that's what, if you have a tzipoirin, some mele there, we have a problem, where did the tzipoirin come from, But if there's a mokim tzipoirin, hashin lomali mokim tzipoirin, what need a mokim tzipoirin? I have a roiv. I have a roiv that a doyres. Vayma Rabbeinu Tam. So because of this kasha, Rabbeinu Tam says, we have to learn the Gemara with a grain of salt. Don't take this literally. The hochi perushai. That what it says, roiv aroyis dersim, hochi perush roiv aroyis dersim, kloima, ruyin lidrois shehen briyim. Doesn't mean that when an ari comes between shvorim, he's doyres. No, that's not the taich, roiv aroyis dersim. Means, roiv aroyis ruyin lidrois. That means if we'll take a physical examination of all the aroyas in the world, רויב הרויס are capable of being דיירס, שהם בריאים ודיירסם, they're capable of being דיירס. ומיוטון, המיוט from the הרויס, חיילן, וזה המיוט חיילן, they're sick, הרויס also, some of them are sick, they can't be דיירס. מיוטון חיילן, So now we're speaking about, when we're speaking about the capabilities of an Ari to be Dairus, we're not saying if he is Dairus, but we're down the capability to be Dairus. Is an Ari capable of being Dairus? So there's a Raif. Raif Arayis are capable of being Dairus. Amiyat Arayis are Chaylim, they can't be Dairus. The roiv arroyes are doirsim shehem briyim. Now, the arroyes who are doiris, those are the briyim are doiris, ein sipoirim nishmetes mehem. That means when they're doiris, they're healthy, and they claw the animal, and when they take out the claw, the nothing is left over. And a healthy Ari, he pulls out the claw, the tziporim doesn't remain. That's a sign of a sick tziporim. A healthy Ari wouldn't help like that, and it wouldn't happen like that by healthy Ari. Vizu ayo v'tziporim yeshevis al gabay. Here I have a shayah that I see that is a tziporim al gabay. Now, how did this happen? Mistame hai ari chaylo. A sick ari is some male, if he's sick, so his tzipoiren could be nishmat and in the gava ari. But if he's a sick, if he's a sick ari, he won't, what was he doing? He won't be there to see the sick anari. He's not droi lidrois. So what was he doing over here? So that means I have a problem. I'm studying the tzipoiren that's al gav asher. So I say like this. Roi varoyis are capable of making drise, but if the drise was made, if this was made through a healthy Ari, which Reva Roy is healthy, so the Tzipoiren would not remain in the gav of the Shoyer, because a healthy Ari, after his Drisa, he takes back his Tziponai. He doesn't leave them over. There is a Miyat Aroyis, which are Choylem. The Choylem, their Tziponai could be, get stuck into the gav of a shayah, and it can remain there, the chaylim, so the tzipanayim are not too healthy, that can get stuck. But if this came from a sick ari, he won't be there. So how did it get pachlal into the gav? What is the sick ari, what is it doing? V'loy machmas drusa bo tzipayrin zeh. Now, if it came from a sick ari, not because Ari would be Dairus, because if he's sick, he won't be Dairus. Zelakan, alabakaisel nischachech. He scratched himself, the shoy was scratching himself in a kaisel. Vahoya Ari shoychev eitzel a kaisel. And Ari, this is a sick Ari, Nebuch, he's lying there by the kaisel. Umachmas, and no one's scared of him, we see Nebuch, he's lying over there, So the shoy was scratching himself bekoisel. And the ri was standing there, so it's also very good. So he's scratching himself also in the regal of the ri. This ri, he's very tame, he's sick. So memele is scratching himself. So it could be that he was near the shoy was very busy to scratch himself, so he's scratching himself in the koisel. And there was a tzipoiren of the Ari right near the kaisel, so he scratched himself in the tzipoiren of the Ari. Now, this Ari we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar Ari, so the Tzipporin got into the back of the shirt. Nishpata Mimena Tzipporin, V'yoshvaloy Al Gabay. So Mimela, that's how it got into, that's how it got into the back of the shirt. So Mimela, so it's Givaldic, so we have nothing, now, but let us just remember what we said. There is no such statement that Roiv Aroyis Adoyis. There's no such thing if an Ari comes into together with church, he's going to be Doyis. There's no such thing. Could be, will be Doyis. Could be, won't be Doyis. The Gemara is speaking about another Nikude. The Gemara is speaking about another Nikude. The Nikude is of the capability of being Doyis. Roiv Aroyis are capable of being Doyis, but these healthy Aroyis will not leave over a Tzipporin in the Gav HaShem. The Amiyut Aroyis that are not capable of being of Doyis, and their Tzipporin could very, can get into the Gav of a Shem. Upolish. So the Gemara asks Adarabe. Af al gab de roiv shvorim mischachechem, even though roiv shvorim are mischachech, mikom mokim ein mischachechem b'mokim sheregel ari munachesham sheteish b'lei tzipoyin al gab. But that's true. Shvorim are bitchy and they scratch themselves. That's true. But to say such a thing that Vinishvi, good, he's quiet and he's calm, but a shir of all things to scratch himself on the tzipirin of an Ari, we're not because of the Mashiach now, I mean, we're not up to there over there. So Mamela, he's going to go and scratch himself on the tzipirin of the Ari. I mean, please, that's really far-fetched. To say such a thing. Mikol mokim roiv shvorim mischachim b'mokim sherega al rim enachesham sheteishev loy tzipoyren al gabay. That's a very far-fetched situation. V'yesh litlis ha tzipoyren v'drisa sarik. So memele, how we got there, I have to be toile v'drisa sarik. V'av al gab de roiv abrim adersim Ain't Tzipporim Nishmetes, that's true, Ain't Tzipporim Nishmetes, but, Abol Kaponim, so, Umasik Dikil Mei Mahochi, Mahochi. The Rav, the time made, Lechashin, Lusofik Druse, the Ukminon, Achaskosa, Kamaise, Becheskas, Shalei Nidras. So, by Emerson, there's no Birol, what really happened. I mean, whatever happened was Amilsa Deloi Shchiche, And what the Milsa Deloi Shchiche was, I have no biru. So we shtel on Chazake Becheska Shalai Nidras, and I saw they bring down Becheska Shalai Nidras means Cheskas Haguf, not Cheskas Heta. Cheskas Heta, Yifna Becholte is a Cheskas Heta. But there's a cheskas haguf. That means till now the shoyer was not nidras. Now I'm clearing a shaila. Did the matzav of the shoyer change? Did it become nidras? Did it not become nidras? So that's shitas rav. So memele. So now it's fine for the other kashas of Taisa says, Akasha, what's with the other shvorim? Why does Abaye say, the mokim, our mokim tzipoyrin, choyshishin, if there's a scar there, there was a drisa, why dafke roiv shvorim doyrsim, ever roiv doyrsim. So Taisva said, there's no such thing. There's no such roiv in the world. It's not necessary. It's not roiv aroyis doyrsim is something else that roiv aroyis are capable of doyrsim. But if you don't have any Raiyri was Deiris, so Memele, you have no right to say that there was a Drisa. Toysus was Mishane, the Lashon of the Gemara, that means, you have to take a Roi Baroi, it's not Deirisim, you have to add a word, Ruyim Lidros. Kola Deiris, Einat Zipoire Nishmetes, I call Lavdavke. I mean, because if you're going to say that it's never Nishmat, in so it's never nishmat and it's never nischachach bedos. So what happened over here? The chen kolam mischachach the besamach ela kolayma roiv adersim roiv hamischachach means a roiv. That means so I have a roiv to say it wasn't nidras because the tzipurim wouldn't be main there. I have a roiv to say it wasn't nischachach because it wouldn't be mischachach. Be-be-tzipoyren shel Arye. So it's a sofik ha-shoku. So memele, we shtel on cheske saguf. Now let us see Rashi. Benimtzeis tzipoyren tchuva begav. We found that tzipoyren that was tochuv in the back of the shirt. Roiv aroyois dersen. Kloima. So, afal pi sheroiv aroi is tersim. Vikimlon shekol adoireis ein lecha echad behem shetishamit tziporne. Now, Rashi is bitter. Rashi seems to be saying that is a roiv aroyis dersim, and Fakert the Gemara is mentioning this fact that it's an eretz to shail over here. Af al pi she roiv aroyis dersim. So the Teferes Yaakov says Pshat and Rashi like this. He says af al pi she, because it's above here, vikimlom, the above. The book. So he says like this. Even though, but if you don't have a reyes, you don't clear. It means, reyes are deiris, that's 100%. But, stamazoi to clear without a reyes, I don't clear. If I have a reyes, and then I clear. Without a reyes, I don't clear. That's what he says. So memele, so avopi sharoi the deiris, but I don't have any reyes over here. Without a reyes, I have no right to clear. Aber kan shel ben adu evereis over here. Because I see a tzipoyren begab a shel. So that Rashi says, Vikimlon, but Vikimlon shekol adoiris ein locha echot behem shetishom ei tzipoynoi. But Vikimlon, that's not a reis. Because if a deiris does not leave over a tzipoyren. So it's not a reyes. I think that the Teferes Yaakov, now Rashi says a very sharp lashon, the kimlon shekol hadoyres ein locha echot mehem shetisham eitzipod ein locha echot mehem. That means it's not. There's no such thing. So, I think that Teferes Yaakov says, Rashi learned, Ein Lucha Echad Mehem is Lav Davke, this is not a klal by an Arye only. Every Deiris does not leave over a Tzipoyren. That's Ein Lucha Echad Mehem. And any Deiris, not any Yari, that's the Kol. The kol ha-doyreis ein tziponi nishmetes. This is, here we're talking about a story. Ari she-nichnas le-bein ha-shvor ve-nimtza tzipoir be-gabi shalechad mehem. The story was with an Ari. So the Gemara, so you have a reyes over here. You have a reyes that, roi va-royis ha-doyreis. I mean, they are doyreis. And you don't have a reyes. I have a reyes over here. So the Gemara says no. אין בכל הדוירס, אין ציפוני נשמטס, בכל הדוירס wants to include all דוירסים, לא דווקא בי אין אריה, not an אריה has a strong ציפוניים, and a male there, I don't attribute it from his, בכל הדוירס אין ציפוני נשמטס, all מיני דוירסים, whatever it is, בכל הדוירס אין ציפוני נשמטס, that's shot in the coal, and that's what Rashi means to say. Rashi means to say, V'kim lon shekol ha-doyres, ein locha echot behem, there's not one doyres, that means it's not an ari, and not an azei, ein locha echot behem, shetisham ha-tzipolim. But not Rashi means that it's impossible, there's also, there's a meyute, the meyute, but Rashi's not going into that. Rashi just had, Rashi wanted to be miyashiv the Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, Roiv Aroi is Doiresim V'chol HaDoires. So you start with Aroi, then you say V'chol HaDoires. So Tosfos says, I call Lav Davke. I mean, B'chlal, I once heard that was the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. When Tosfos had a problem in the Gemara, Tosfos, the Loshon of the Gemara, Tosfos wasn't a stickler to the Loshon of Gemara. Tosfos had a pshat in the Gemara, the Loshon, Slavdavke. That was Shita Tosfos. Rashi Shita and the Rambam Shita was Fakert. We have problems, but we have to go with the Loshon of Gemara. I mean, that was a Bechlala, a different Mahalach Alimut between Rashi and Tosfos. What do you do? If you have a Shvera Loshon, and if you say the Loshon is Lavdavkin, then the Sugya will so forget that. I mean, here we see it clearly. Taisu said, Reivarei is Dursus, doesn't mean Reivarei is Dursus, it means Reivarei is Ruyus Lidreis. Loshon is Lavdavkin. Call a Dursus, Einat Zipoirin Nishmetes. So Taisu says, I call Lavdavkin. Again, Taisu says Lavdavkin. It's, known to be the spoil from the Loshon HaGemara. Rashi was a stickler with the Loshon HaGemara. Rashi says, Reiva de Avobi, Shereiva Roy is Dursim. So Mamela, so that he says, but here I don't have a Reis, so that's why I can't use this Reiv. I do have a Reis, of a Kimlon, and Kol is going, the Tverish Yaakov says, an older meaning. Kolech, there's not one Dursim. Before we're talking about a Reis, and we're talking about all the Dursim. Nisrache Asher v'tzipoyren zu b'kaisa loisa. Rashi also learns different. V'kelt it's Adrabe Reish yeh v'chol ha-mischachen ein tzipoyren Reif shvar mischachen yeh v'chol ha-mischachen tzipoyren yeshevas loy begaboy, that there was such a maisa that there was a tzipoyren in the kaisa. Rav letay melekamon, mekayim tzipurim shlei nishmat, wasn't left over, lei nimtze sham atzpel, mekayim makosa nikeres pesher. Zot the Gemara baita, B'tzipoyren ami lei amoron, by a tzipoyren, that nami lei amoron elo lacho. It's a fresh tzipoyren. What's lacho? So Rashi says, lacho shoye bo dam. Some dam from the mokim, the chibo to the ari. So that means it's a, so these usually don't come out. Avol yevesha of the mishtamta. But if it's a yovesh dike tzipoyren, that can come out by a healthy ari according to Tosfos. V'lachan ami lo yamoron, that we don't attribute it to drisa elochoda. We saw one nail there. Avotarti utlas. Chayshina, but if you see two or three nails in the back of the shoyer, v'hu the kaima bedore de sichufe. It's the way it is situated on an ari. You see that, so then you toire, then you toile in drise. Lacha shaya bodam abide de mishtamto vishem adores, then you chayish podrise. Bedore de sichufe shaim des begava shoyer keseida, it's on the back of the shoyer. To say the shem sedura is biyad ori, that means it's on a stempel after shoyer. You see the whole paw there. Fine. Itma. Rav Omar ein choishish in the sofik druse. You're not choish for sofik druse, and the yisoyd of Rav is, we stel an cheske sagut. Shmuel Omar choishish in the sofik druse. So we had a Taisvis and that Mem Gimelamed Beis. Kaponim Taisvis was Mevaya Shmuel. Taisvis says and Gimelamed Beis. Taisvis Tiberamasro Kasava Ule. And Taisvis says the Kasava Ule. Taisvis says the last three lines. Hosam Nami. Domi litla is yoise bedrusa sari, kamoi besofik drusa ba'alme. He says, in this case, Gabirisha nichnas labeina shvorin, venimso tzipoirin al gaboi shalech meyem, kiven de ikalamei mohochi, uki torach hazoke. That's rab le taime, domi choshe shofik drusa. Manu choshe mbele mikminin la chazoke, osem nami domi litla is yoise bedrusa sari. That means in the something taka ad happened, but it's more mistaver that it was the drisus ari than the show was scratching itself. So memele, so he holds already, you can't stel on chazoke, the it's more noite that it was a drisus ari. That's the svar of Shmu. So the Gemara says, the kula alme, sofik ol, sofik loyal. If there's a sofik bachlau, if the ari was all or not, I don't know. I saw a Nari. I don't know if the Ari was all Beina Shvorim, all Ari, yeah. Loyal, Sofik Kalbe, Sofik Shumre. Or there was Klovim, and there was cats. And I don't know who was Doiris. And then we had before a member of Rav Chizde that a shunre a chosel could be deiris gedi matloim eimah kalbe. So that means these are a sofik hashokel. So Shmuz also made it. Oh, shosik ve'esav binayim. What happens if an ari went into the shvorim there and he sits down and he's quiet? What is this? Eime shalme shavi. Maybe he made shalom with them. There's such times of this. There's tame ari also. What does Rashi say? Let us see Rashi. Eime kalba vamrine nein drusa lekelav dein leoris. Ol ari beinai viyoshiv sham. Shalme shavi. Also shalom imoam. Kederich kamo chayis shenase is tarbis. They become tame. Gdeilis in b'nei yodom, or behemis, vein mazikin. There's such a concept also. Doesn't it? It could be that he made shalom. He's enough of a rough life, now making shalom. Yeah. Kota reisha dechad minayu. What if we see that he chopped off the head of one of them? So also you're not chayish. Noch merischei. If they took care of one, don't worry, he had enough for the day and don't have to be clear for the others. What is if you come, iu ka mu'urai, ve'inu ka mekalkerin? What if everyone's screaming? He's roaring and they're screaming. So the Gemara says, "Amoira de Kizach, Bu'usi kamavasi adodi." They're both scared one of the other. So Mamela, the bark is worse than the bite. So Mamela, each one is screaming, but it's good. Let's see what Rashi says. Nochrischei ba'anim lechishini ledrisa ba'chine. If he took care of one, you don't want to be chayish further. Mui noyem, you have the roar of the ari, ashagas aryeh. Mekalkerin goyes, they're also screaming. The loshen takas aryeh. So why, what's the shini aloshen? Because each chaye has its own word to speak about the way it screams. The loshen takas ari lechut, that's called noyem. The loshen takas called behema lechut, kamoi beloshen ivris. Noyem lari, ari noyem. Vigoya lishoyer. Baroig l'ayel, ka'ayel tarig alafike moyim, b'tzahal l'sus, tzahal l'susim, b'tzivtsov l'oifes, b'cheretz l'kelev, l'yechetz kev l'shayne. So each one, but it means b'kitzah, we come in and we see everybody screaming. Adodi, l'cheshem shehem nivasim imenu kach univas mehem. If he's screaming, that's a simen that the bark is worse than the bite, he's scared to bite, he's scared of them, he's screaming. He just can make a roar louder than them. Bein lochush, nothing to worry about. Ki pligi, the shayla is the iyu koshosik ve'ini kamekalkon. He's quiet, and they're screaming. So memele, mar sova maisekovetbu. That's why they're screaming. That's why they're screaming. I mean, why they're screaming? Or mar sova machmes biyasusei. Who the ka'avdon? That's the machlokes. The machlokes Rav Shmuel, that they're scared. That's why they're screaming. So Rav holds, it's not called a reyese, and you can still in cheskes aguf, even though mestame, we will say it's more mestave, that he did something, and that's why they're screaming, and Shmuel says, no. You assume he did something, and that's why they're screaming. Omar Ameima Hilchese Choshishin L'Sofek Tuse. Ameima said, we paskin like Shmuel, Hilchese Choshishin L'Sofek Tuse. Omar Lei Rav Ashi L'Ameima Haide Rav Mai. I mean, Rav said, Ein Choshishin Yishan L'Chazoke. Omar Lei Lei Shmieli Kloima Lei Svirali. That means, I hold like Shmuel, you have to be Chayish. The boy Yisayme, then was another tarot that Ameima had said, Choda bei Rav legabi de Shmuel. There's a maise that we see Rav himself was choyzer, and Rav holds that Sofik, if it was Deiros or not, you have to be Machmel. Rav was choyzer. How do we know this? Now, who sharkafe the suffix drusus? There was either a nest or a basket full of ifis. The suffix drusus, anates went into them. There was anates there also. Anates is dairus. They found a big basket full of ifis, and there was anates there also. Now, the shaila is, did the nates do anything, or didn't he do anything? That's already a sofik drusa. The osel lekame de Rav. So they brought the Rav the Shaila, they asked Rav the Shaila. Shodrino lekame de Shmuel. Rav didn't paskin, he sent it to Shmuel. And what did Shmuel do? Chonkino, he choked them. Pishadano benaran, he threw them all into the river. That we'll see later what pshat was in this anhogim. But v'yisalke daitoch loyhoda bei. If you'll say that Rav wasn't choyser and Rav holds sofik drusa his mutter v'shrino, so he should have said, why did he send it to Shmuel? Someone asks him a shayla and he holds its mutter, so he should say it's mutter. Ella mai hoda bei. So what do you say? That he was chayza. So l'shchino. So l'namaso. I mean, how do you know pshat?
way Yulin Imshan, this Maisa, you see, Araya, he was Chayza, because if he wasn't Chayza, let him tell him it's Mutter. So he says, fine, he was Chayza, he holds it's also, so let him tell him it's also. Why did he send it to Shmuel? Allah Aschei de Shmuel have, it was Aschei de Shmuel. This Maisa was Aschei de Shmuel, so that's why he sent it to Shmuel. We have two Pshotim in Rashi. Shakafe salma le'oifesh shenichnas haneitz b'neim. Asrei de Shmuel have, v'lav oirech arei, laruye kamei, v'asrei, v'dovor shen shodinboi. So the Gemara says like, so Rashi in the first pshat says, amir dike pshat, Rashi says, that the Gemara is takashe, the Gemara is takashe, and if he was chayze, so why did he send it to Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Aschid, so Rashi is Geiris, that's not our Girse. Our Girse is, Ella Aschid Shmuel Habe. Rashi was Geiris Aschid Shmuel Habe. So Rashi says as follows. So, Bemison, I have a Raya that Hodabai. I have a Raya Hodabai. So if it's Hodabai, yes, the Kasha, so why didn't he ask her? So Rashi says, V'lav oirech are lahuye kamei ba'asche, v'dover shein shoven boi. That means, Shmuel is the, I hold it's also, but someone asked me a shayla ba'asche de Shmuel, so you have to go to the Rav and ask the Rav. I won't paskin if the Rav is here. So Rashi amir de kezach, avoli havi pliki bo, but if he'd be chaylik and Shmuel, the whole mokim sheyesh nidnot chet ein chilkin covered l'rav kach shamati. A moira dikizach. If Rav would have held that it's mutter, if Rav would have held that it's mutter, he wasn't chayza, and it's asrei de Shmuel, and someone came to him and asked him, Rebbe, is it also the mutter? So he should tell him, go ask Shmuel. What right? I hold it's mutter. He asked me the shayla. I'll tell him it's mutter. I kvoidan shel Shmuel. Ein chulkin kovid l'rav v'mokim sheyesh nidna d'aveire. It's an aveire for me to send him to Shmuel. He asked me the shayla. I know it's mutter. I should send him to Shmuel. I'm a poisik, I can paskin, and fakert, and I'm a chuyif to paskin. I'm a chuyif to tell him that it's mutter. So memele, that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Araya, he was chayzer. If he wasn't chayzer, and he held its mutter, he would never send him to Shmuel. Someone asks him, a child, he should tell him it's mutter. Aye, what kind of covet is this for Shmuel? Ein chulkin covet. L'rav, v'mokim, nidnu d'aveire. That's an aveire. Amore v'kezach, Rashi says. To send him to Shmuel, and not to tell him it's mutter, I'm doing an aveire. There is no cover, ein chukum covered l'rav. So, al kochoch is a raya that he was chayse. So, he also holds it's also. Sofik trus is also. No, so if it's also, why to send him to Shmuel? There's ready, he's a cover the kishayl already. That means, why should I paskin, That's Velinir, but that's one pshat. Rashi doesn't like this pshat. The Hochi Gassim. Elo Asrei de Shmuel Habe. Elo, because Mahoche Loi Tivshe Toho De Beirav De Lav Oirech Aro Le Mishrei Ba Asrei Milse De Iyu Oso. I mean, that pshat. Kakert, you have no raya whatsoever. Eli, you have no raya. Because if it's Asrei de Shmuel, so I won't, if he's the Rav, I won't be matter. If he holds it also. Bahochi amrinim beirevin, Ravi svirale de osa, leimalei, Asrei de Shmuel habe. There the Gemara says in Erevin, amore de kezach, that they, the kids there was a chotzer,
they didn't make an eruv chatzeres, and there was a mechitza between the two chatzeres, there was no problem, and then the mechitza fell down. So Rav and Shmuel were there in that chotzer, b'shas ma'isa. Rav held you're not allowed to carry, because there was no eruv chatzeres. Kozman, there's a mechitza, so it's a different rishuya, so it's no problem. Now that the mechitza fell down, so now there's an issel to carry in the chotzer. Because it's polot to lo shus chaveirim. Shmuel held its mutter, and lemaisa, Shmuel held that its mutter, and lemaisa Shmuel told someone to carry in the chotzer, and Rav was standing there, and Rav did not open up his mouth. So memele, he should have been moicha, you're carrying, you know, he didn't open up his mouth. Shmuel's the more da asre, Shmuel holds his mutter, I won't say anything. So memele, so that's mistava. So it's mistava, afilu, Rav held its mutter, if there Rav held its also. And someone was carrying there, Rav didn't open up his mouth because Shmuel holds its mutter. So here, if Rav held its mutter and Shmuel held its also, Zichar wouldn't open up his mouth. So the Gemara says, so there's no Rayim. So there's no Rayim that Rav was Chayze. Could be he wasn't Chayze, but it was Aschei the Shmuel, so he wouldn't say anything. Frag the Gemara, Lama Leila Michnikino, why did he have to, now we'll talk about what Shmuel did. There was a lot of fish, and Shmuel also. Shmuel holds Sofik Drusas also. So he did a Merdek HaMaisa, he choked them, and he threw them into the Nahor. Like the Gemara, Lama Leila Michnikino, let him throw them in. What is it? Is they choke them first and then throw them in. Let him throw them into the Nahor. So the Gemara says, no, that's nothing. Falcon Vesalkin. He'll throw them in the Nahor. They're going to fly out of the Nahor. And these oifis are Sufik Drusa, which is also, they're going to fly out of the Nahor. Someone's going to have these oifis, going to sell it to Ayid, and Ayid is going to eat it. He doesn't know what happens. He can't go. Somebody throw it in Tana. That's not good. Fact the Gemara, v'leshinu shneim osa chodesh. Let him wait 12 months. Let's say it's a sofik drus. You don't know. You don't know if it's a drus. You can't tell them chazak. Fine, but it's a sofik. So let's wait 12 months and we'll see if they're alive after the 12 months. Some may listen in a freifa. Why, I mean, there was 20 oifis that belong to a balabos over here. I mean, let's wait 12 months and we'll see what happens. So the Gemara says, Osi Bahuli Data Kol. You can't have oifis, you have a whole bunch of oifis around. We'll wait for 12 months, they'll get mixed up. These oifis, they're not You can't predict what's going to happen with them. Some mela, they might get mixed up with other ifis, and then the kids and some of them be nichshul with a sofik drusa, which is also. Like the Gemara v'liz v'ninu loiv de kechov. So sell it to goy. Some says no, that's also not an eitzah. Also liz v'ninu li Yisrael, he'll sell it to yid. You don't know it's alive. It's a live oif, he'll sell it to Yid. In fact, the Gemara belich fine. So you have to kill it. It's too dangerous to keep it alive. It's a sofik drusa. Belichin kino, belich dino lashpe. So good. Why to go all the way to the river? This wasn't tashlech. Go and throw the garbage. Finished. You want to go all the way to the river? Let me ask you a kasha. I have a better kasha. Don't give it to the dogs at least. Why is it the mamish is baltashas? He wanted to be mefals and fakel. There was a whole parade going to the Nahor. They're going with all these oifis and they're going through it in the Nahor and And everyone was asking what happened, what's pshat in this, and he said, it's a sofik tos, and then Shmuel holds that it's osa, and he wanted to make a whole pirsum that people should know that it's osa. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Lushdinu hochi yashlichem leno kemoi shehem. Throw them in the no, the way they are. Why do you have to choke them first? Mefalchem besolka. Betzol the nice and sayodim v'yemochol Yisrael. Lushinu yud beis chaydish kedin sofik treife kedin lakamon bepirkim. Lidei takola. Aydi dahava bu tuve. Since a lot of oifisil imotzil is the ruh, is the Huri bohu, ba'osil ha-meichel chad minay, there's a whole bunch of oifis here. Also, if the chom v'hodri mizavne lo li Yisrael, lefisu mi mitzvah, he wanted a dechi, ozo le naro, avsho milso tvei. This was already a big pilsam, they were going to the nar, and so that was to be mefarsim that people should know that sofik drusa is also. So Rashi had a kasha, why weren't you boidik them? I mean, there's a way to be boidik to Adrusa also. Lafisha oifis dakim hoyu umerubim hoyu. Layochel leboidkim latirim bevdikim neha toirech. Shemeyita ba'achas mehem. That means that there was a lot of them and they were small. It would be a big job to make an antlache bedike on each oif. So memele, that's why he didn't want to be baited. Inami, I did the kolish ziyere de neit, loy madim boso, loy minke, vedova ze nirali. Second Teretz Rashi says, a bedik is only by a zeiv, by an arye, there's, it gets very red inside the behemoth that was nidra, so there you can be baited, but here it's kolish ziyere, so even though It's if it was nidras, it's treif, but it's very hard to be makir. So Mamela, that's why he didn't want to be baitik them. Zekhtais v'sharkef a kan shel oifis. Not a sal, but this was a kan, a mokim that the oifis was situated. Udreir kan lo metageminen shirkefo. The kuntres perish sal molei oifis. Rashi says it's a sal. Osi buli deita kola. Vaho da oma lekamen bepirkin. Kabi beye sofik treife. Shich lekama mashinu lo. Yehodre tono sharyo. Lechashinu letakol. There it says as follows. That's talking about, the din is, that a beye of a treife is osa bachila. That means if it became, let's say, the beyer was in the midst of processing itself to become a nigmar, and the oif became, the tanagelus became a treife, so the din is, since it was nigmar from a treife, it's osa. But there's another klal, a treife will not be nisaba again, will not lay eggs again. If it's a treifa, it won't lay eggs again. So the Gemara says, so the first set of eggs that came, you put them aside, and you wait and you see what happens. Every 21 days it seems they can have more eggs, so we'll wait 21 days, we'll see if it has more eggs. So it's a right, it's not a treifa. So we're not afraid of a takola. So Taisa says, and here the Gemara says, also with the Takola, here we're afraid of a Takola. Rishleim et ha'oma v'peh kama de psochim de Takola, atzma tanoi, v'etzim et ha'machloikis, tanoi mefiechayish bo Takola. V'oit hosom I soifo litoin, v'maheres litoin. That means if it's not treif, so you don't have to wait too long. You can wait 21 days, you'll see already. You'll see already if it's a treif or not, but here there's a maisa of 12 months. 12 months bei der Lameide Masse koche, der Persume im Milse obet hoche in Eiche. That means, so Teisvis says, so what's the last teretz of Teisvis? So Teisvis says, really, this teretz, abosibali day takole, we're not fachayish for takole. Not an ois gehaltene, not an ois gehaltene teretz, because we see that the Gemara says, Rabbi Beisofik Treife, you're not chayish for takole. It's not chayish for takole. So the real teretz is, the Gemara says later that there was other things over here. He went down to Anos, was Lepirsumi Nise, Lepirsumi Milse. It's also Lepirsumi. So that's why they did it. They wanted to be Mephalsim, this din, that Sofik, that Sofik Trusa is also. So here, one of the Mephalsim in the back, I think, the Malay Aroyim, yes, he doesn't understand Taisvis Teretz. That means that you have here a person that he had Oifis, and Lamaise, if you wait 12 months, could be the Taka Kosher. I mean, it could be Mevara if it's kosher or not. Mevara if it's kosher or not. And you wait 12 months, and really there's no Shash of Takola. That's what Taisvis is saying in the third time. So why didn't he wait till Allah? Well, he wanted to show the world that Sofik Drusa is us on his places. That means it could be, Sofik Drusa is if you're not Mevara. I mean, you could be Mevara. So be Mevara. I want to show the world. So he says, Tame. That's the Malay Aroyim. It says, Tame, he beshvil ze nafsid mom in Yisrael, shem yichi yud beis chodesh. That's the kasha of the Malay Aroyim.